there, Angie.
Hello there, Patois.
How are you today?
Well, I've just done a 25-minute run, Pats.
Right, this running club shit. I know loads of people love it, and I know, but it's like the 5 a.m. club. What is it about people who get up at 5 a.m. and feel like they have to tell everyone?
Well, I'm not getting up at 5 a.m. to do it.
No, but what I'm saying is that the running club is the same concept as the 5 a.m. club.
Right.
You go on a run, you've got to tell people about it. You get up at 5, you've got to tell people about it.
I think you'll find, actually, Paz, we've had this discussion before.
And you love posting a map of your running track.
Not, but I literally do it like once a week. Even if I've done like 3 runs, I'll only do it once because I don't want to be annoying.
But you often put up a didn't want to put my trainers on, but got out and did it.
Yeah, Now then, I could say the same thing about you banging on about fucking skincare and makeup and shit that you just permanently buy. So it's the same.
But I feel
it's
like
the same principle, okay. Right?
I feel like. That is a public service because it is me saying are products I like.
Listen.
I listened to you. Please do me the respect and do the same thing back. Right. So I feel like when I talk about makeup and skincare, it's like a, you know, this is what I like. You might like it too. When you post your run stuff, it's like you're showing off.
No, not at all. I'm doing it.
I'm just saying how it feels as a viewer. No,
okay, and that's fine. I feel like when I'm viewing your stories and you're banging on about skincare and shit, of which I've got zero interest in, I'm like, oh, this is a boring pile of shit. And Patty's just on about a load of shit she's been given for free. Yeah?
No, not
showing
always
off
free.
Ad. PR. This is a PR.
No, none of that. No, I don't get any of that.
I think you'll find you have done.
Yeah, but not like all the time.
And you like to do it to help people think, oh, actually, Patty's bought that. She liked it. I'll buy it. I do it to say, look, this is what I'm trying to do. And hopefully it makes someone else do the same thing. Exactly the same reason. It's just different strokes for different folks.
Anyway, why do people have to boast about getting up at 5 a.m? That is annoying, isn't it?
Well,
when you're like, no, but when you're like, it's 9:30 and you've just got up. Oh my God, it's like lunchtime for me. No, because I've started this thing where I get up at 5:30, I do yoga.
Yeah, but do you know what, right? In the last sort of like week or so.
Oh no.
No. Not to do exercise and shit, but I've been getting up like earlier because I'm about to get Joel to the station because he's been doing some stuff in London. And there was one morning where he had to be at the station at like 6:30, right? And as much as I hated the actual getting up, I actually loved being up at that time. Especially during the hot days we've had, it was so nice. So I actually can see why.
It was refreshing.
It was.
But it's fine. If people want to get up at 5:30, that's fine. But there is this concept, isn't there, of like, oh God, it's lunchtime for me. You get up at 7:30, you're lazy. I've manifested, I've journaled, I've meditated, I've done yoga.
I've yogured.
I've walked the dog. By the time it gets to 12...
I've taken 12, 3 shits.
By the time it gets to 12 o'clock, guys, I will not go to bed past 8 p.m.
I mean, that's where I'm screwed, because I am not an early
you are
to-bedder.
You are a late night owl,
I am, yeah.
You love being up late.
Yeah. I do. I mean, I'd end up burning the candle at both ends.
We had an email in from Amanda, and this is what she said. She said, yes. Hi, I'm behind and I'm playing catch up. I know that's naughty.
Tut.
Anyway, please don't stop the podcast. You lift me up. Sing it. You lift me up. She actually means you raise me up, I think.
You raise me up.
And then she put, no, seriously, please don't. I have a few friends here and you make me feel like I've got 2 more than I think I have. Anyway, I've just got to the episode about tip pick. Oh my God. Is it a play on the thing or just the tip? I roared when Angie used the word bellend. I love that word, and it's so underrated and underused. Keep slaying. Much love, Amanda. And Amanda's from Canada.
Amanda from Canada.
Yeah.
Wow, what a lovely email. I know. Thank you so much, Amanda.
And then we also had this in from Stephanie. Mm. And Stephanie said, "Hi, guys. I couldn't believe it when you read out my story last week about my poo-eating beagle. It made my bloody day. Anyway, I have a dickish behaviour for you that my husband does every single bloody day. Mm. Now, I know that you play this game, Angie, so you're gonna come to blows with Stephanie here.
Oh, okay.
He always drives off our driveway and down the road with the seatbelt alarm going fucking mental. Dickish. Why can't he just plug the belt in before driving off? It is so annoying. I can't even tell you. He lets the alarm beep for an obscene amount of time and I fucking can't take it anymore. Anyway, I love the pod, Steph." Now, Ange yes. plays Beat the Bing.
Beat the Bong. Yeah, Beat the Bong. Beat the Bing.
Yeah.
Now, I also had, or we also had, a very funny message come in. Right, I'm going to read this story exactly how it's been sent.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right. I must tell you this story and please use the names Betty and Babs. We're from Guernsey and it's a very small island. My best friend has had shit luck with men until recently she found a bloody lovely guy. Mm-hmm. Everything was going great and she stayed the night at his for the first time. Without too much detail, they had a jolly good old night and the next morning she woke before he did. She anticipated a bit of morning hanky-panky may have been on the cards when he woke, but she woke up desperate for a fart. Oh, we'd once discussed the age-old hack of holding the arse cheeks open to avoid a sound. Apparently, fart noise comes from reverberating cheeks. So she clutched her arse open and chanced it. Cutting a long story short, it didn't work and she did the longest, loudest, man-sounding fart she'd ever done. To make matters worse, the guy wasn't asleep at all and she could feel the bed moving from him trying to silently laugh whilst facing the other direction. I can confirm they're now engaged and he accepted her for the tramp she is. What a tramp.
For the tramp she is.
I was just that is hilarious. Such a great story.
That is so funny.
I love the fact that he, I feel like that was the moment he possibly fell in love with her.
Oh, definitely.
You know, she's there. They've had a great night the night before. She's obviously desperate for a big old fart. She thinks
opens her butt cheeks.
Yeah, thing is just going to be just a silent, potentially violent. But no, it's a whopper.
That is hilarious.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah.
So thank you to Betty and Babs from Guernsey.
Well done, Betty and Babs. B&B.
A B&B in Guernsey.
The B&B in Guernsey.
That was a cracking message. So thank you very much.
Anyway, Ange, tell us. What has been getting on those mammaries of yours?
Mammaries.
I'm trying to keep it clean in case Jake's listening. Jake, if you're listening. If you didn't know what we're talking about, we had Jake Lambert on last week. He was very funny, so go back and listen to last week's episode.
Yes.
But what has been getting on those big old tits of yours?
The big old titties. Right. Now.
I love it when you start this because you always go really serious. You're like, right. Okay. Now.
Okay, so this could go one way or the other here. Right. The thing that's been getting on my shitting tits, shitting mammaries, are award shows, particularly the NTAs that were on last week.
But and, I want to win and... one, so this is very much Ange saying. Just to be clear, NTAs, head of NTAs, if you're listening, this is Ange.
It's all a load of bullshit. It is. And the thing that's really pissing me off, pissed me off a lot last week, is the amount of people that go that are absolutely nothing to do with TV,
yeah,
right? And then they're like being glammed up to the hilt like they're some Hollywood A-lister.
Yeah, mainly Love Islanders.
Love Islanders and all a load of other dicks getting the glam, right? Getting glammed. I can't stand it.
That pisses you off, doesn't it? I've got to do the glam. Glam squad. What glam about glam squad?
Shit.
Glam squad.
Yes.
Anybody got any makeup artists locally nearby? I need some glam squads.
Yeah. Just all, and then they put on it. The other thing that pisses me off, they put on BTS behind the scenes. I don't fucking care.
Shit.
Your BTS of some woman, man, whoever, coming round, covering your face in makeup, putting your hair up, doing loads of other shit, getting some flashy gown from some other designer.
Did you see Olivia Atwood? Now, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love Olivia Atwood. I genuinely do. I think she's brilliant, right?
Yeah.
But she had this beautiful, like, emerald green dress on. Absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful, like, sweeping back. She looked amazing. But the sleeves of it came right down past her hands. And I don't just mean, like, a little bit. I mean, like, it was like a jumper her mum had bought her for school.
It was too big.
And she was saying, I don't care, you'll grow into it. You know, like when you're like, I'm getting you that blazer, even though it's eight sizes too big, because they cost me 150 quid.
This is going to see you for the next 5 years.
By year 11, this will fit you. So you're wearing it. I don't care if people say, fold it under, fold it up. I don't care. Don't care if people take it. And her sleeves were like, it was like her mum had gone, you'll grow into it, Olivia. It doesn't matter.
I did not see that.
And it was a beautiful dress, lovely colour, really suited her. But then these like extra long sleeves, you couldn't see her hands. You actually couldn't see her hands.
Totally impractical. I'd have spent the whole evening like faffing around with those things.
Shaking her arms. Yeah, shaking her arms to get them
put
down.
Put her arms up in the air to let the sleeves come down so she can hold a drink or eat a bit of food. It's just... it just really does like grate me.
Yeah.
It's also,
don't you think as well, in some areas, we won't name names, but in some areas it's all got a little bit newly clicky.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, there's like new cliques forming that I don't believe. That I'm like, this is a crock of absolute shit. Yeah.
It just... And it was like the whole, you know, the whole build up, like, you know, days beforehand, going to the NTA, I'm going to go here, someone's going to do my glam, and I'm going to get a car, and then I'm going to look like a prick while I'm there, and I'm going to pretend that I'm all big and, you know, big deal in the TV world when you're not.
Wow.
It's just, you know, and also, right, do you know the other thing as well, right? They're winning, getting awards.
Yeah.
For like, I don't know, being in Emmerdale or something, right?
Yeah.
You're already... you know, being paid a good whack to do a job to be in Emmerdale or EastEnders or any of those other things. Why do we need to start awarding people for doing a job?
No, I disagree with that. I disagree.
Well, you can disagree. I don't care.
Because I think recognition in whatever job you do to say that you're doing a good job is something that is lovely. All the way down to like...
Why does it have to be on that scale?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think just because they've got a job in Emmerdale and they're getting paid handsomely for it, they shouldn't be recognised for if they've had a very gross... You know, look, Emmerdale, Coronation Street, EastEnders, they are, whatever you think of them as TV shows, they are gruelling shows to work on. Often really early starts, hanging around a lot on set. They're not like glamorous that people think they are.
No.
So I think like Bobby Brazier, for example, I thought his acceptance speech, I don't know if you heard it,
I haven't heard the whole thing, and he will be my only exception for the
evening. I think the fact that he said this award comes nothing down to me and completely down to my dad.
Yes, 100%.
And, you know, the fact that he's heard him say, because I can, for the last however many years.
I know, all those things are lovely.
I don't think we should take away from recognising people's talent. I think you're right. I think it's gone over the top. It doesn't need to be... Every single person that's ever been on Love Island goes to the award show. I mean, Maura Higgins, she was on Love Island years ago. What was she doing there?
Exactly.
If Love Island were up for award, it's now to do with her.
It's this year's BS. Yeah, you're just going along for a freebie and to get a load of glam done.
Exactly. And Olivia Atwood, you were on it years ago.
Yes. I never watched it when Olivia was on it.
I think she was up for another award, though, for Dirty, Filthy Rich.
Do you know what? If I got an invitation, I'd say, shove it up your bumhole.
I wouldn't. So
that's the difference between you and me.
NTA's management. Ange will be out on a run posting that on social media.
Yes, I shall.
I will get my glam squad together.
You're a dick.
would happily pop along to the NTAs. So.
And this is the difference between Patty and I.
No problem with that. You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. It's and not. You are a bad person.
Oh my God, you're a dick. Anyway, I agree. The NTAs does deserve NTAs to go into
shitting. And award shows just tits. Getting right on my tits. So there we go. That's this week's.
I am going to now bring you a heavily into. So we'll allow the jingle.
Heavily into with Rossy D. Woods. Heavily into with Rossy D. Woods. What is it? Heavily into. Heavily into this week.
Bosh. I've actually got two. Both of which you're going to absolutely crack up at.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. I really want to hear these now.
So the first thing that I've been heavily into this week is my sand timer.
I've seen you talk.
I knew this would make you.
It's a fact as well. The last time I saw you talking about it, you still had the label on it. Have you still got the label on?
No, so many people messaged me saying, why have you still got the label on?
I was the same. I was like, oh, is this in case you want to take it back?
So for those people that don't follow me on Instagram, why the hell not? That's the first question. Secondly, I really struggle to concentrate. I am a procrastinator and I fiddle with stuff. And this, so I bought this sand timer, which is 30 minutes from Matalan. And I've told myself I cannot check my phone until it's gone through. Till all right, the sand okay. has gone through. Yeah. And I am now obsessed with it. Because it's very visual, which is good for me. I'm not very good with, like, if I step myself up, I can't look at my phone for 30 minutes. After about 3 minutes, I'll be like, oh, that must be 30 minutes. I can look at my phone now. I'd be like, definitely been 30 minutes. No, Ruthie checked 5 minutes ago. So because this is visual, I can watch the sand trickling through.
Right.
The other thing I love about it is now when I'm in boring meetings, I can fiddle with it.
Watchers keep turning over.
Yeah, and like really shaking it and watching the sand and then letting it go to a certain point and then flipping it back and shaking it and watching the sand.
So it must really... be really boring meetings.
Oh, yeah. Boring, mate. Boring. So it's got like a dual purpose, but I'm telling you, it has kept me on track.
Wow.
I had an admin day on Friday and I got so much stuff done with the help of said sand timer.
Wow. So you really got shit done because of the sand timer.
I got shit done.
Done.
Yeah. The other thing I've been heavily into, which you are also going to crack up at, is watching folding and packing videos on Instagram.
I knew this was going to be what you were going to say, right? When I saw the fact that you asked for people to give you their packing, whatever they're called, packing what, pods or something, or cubes. Packing cubes. I was like, what is that? Surely, like, a cube is a cube. Surely it doesn't really matter where you get them from or what, anybody recommending you a cube. Second of all, I'm like, just put it in your case. Why have we... Right, this is another thing that really get on my tits, right? Why have we overcomplicate stuff? Now we're going to pack inside a cube before we put the cube inside the case. No!
Ange.
What?
I think it's going to be a game changer for me.
Why?
Because I have to work hard at being organised. I have to work hard. I like... You know, I've become obsessed with a kitchen reset.
Hashtag Sunday reset.
No, not a Sunday. I do mine on a Wednesday. I don't like refill or anything, but I do a proper reset of the kitchen. Today, I was getting so annoyed that it was like, it wasn't even bad, but there was stuff everywhere that I was like, right, I have got to do this.
Wow.
So I feel like it keeps, like, being over-organized keeps me on track. And I had... Lauren from Whereamoutpads.
Whereamouts, yeah.
Whereamouts. We love Lauren. Shout out to Whereamoutpads.
Yeah.
Sustainable period pads, if anyone's interested.
Yeah.
Anyway, she had a message from me, and do you know what she said to me? After I bought the packing cube, she said, they will change your life, and I've never labelled one fucking thing in my house. But those things are a game changer. And I think, I'm going on a bit of a rant here, because I think if you're packing for a family... So what somebody messaged me and said, I have different colour cubes for different members of my family, and then they know where their own shit is.
Oh, wow. This is really becoming quite a big thing, isn't it?
So I actually don't think it's a bad idea, and I am heavily into watching people fold their clothes and put them in packing cubes on Instagram. So we had a dilemma in. Obviously, this person would like to be kept anonymous. Mm-hmm. And they say this. I'm getting married in October in Tuscany, and I've asked my cousin to do my hair as she's a hairdresser. But I've had two trials so far and hated everything she's done. I think I'm going to have to find an alternative, but she's coming to the wedding and don't know what to say. Thanks, but no thanks. It's super awkward. How do I navigate this? I also have a very opinionated auntie who is her mum, also coming to the wedding. Ah, what do I do?
Oh my gosh. I think this sort of dilemma is my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Because how do you not offend her?
I know.
Like, she's your cousin.
I know.
She obviously thinks she's amazing, and you know, I suppose I would be interested to know the two times that she's done the sort of hair trial and she hasn't liked it. How has she, like, has she kind of gone along with the fact that it's lovely and then afterwards thought, oh my gosh, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
Or has she sort of tried to make it a bit obvious that she's not that
Could you go down the route of, I really just want you to enjoy the day? Could you say to her, look, I've been thinking about it. I've got someone doing my makeup if you have, like, I've got a glam squad.
Glam squad, yes.
And I feel like I would love you to just come and not have to worry about doing my hair. Mm. And I wanted to get a second opinion anyway, because there's a couple of things. I mean, I don't know what she's, like, trained in. If she's just trained in putting hair up, could you say, I've actually decided to go for something different? Mm. If she's just trained in, like, curling hair and leaving it down, could you say, I've decided to do an updo and I know that's not your style? If she's trained in it all, you could go down the route of, I've been really reflecting and thinking, and actually, as my cousin, I want you to come and enjoy the day without having to come and
do all of
do
this
my
stuff.
Hair. Yeah. Or could you say, I'm going to have somebody to do my hair, but I'd love you to do my bridesmaid's hair if you've got bridesmaids.
Because the bridesmaids could look shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not. But even if you could, the bridesmaids probably won't have such a brief about what they want, will they?
No.
Like, when I got married, you guys were all like, oh, I'm going to have this. Like, you know, you had your hair down and straight. A couple of people had their hair up, even though that's not what they were going to do to start off with. On the day, they were like, can you put my hair up for me? Mm. So bridesmaids can, you know, she could just do a really nice blow dry for the bridesmaids, couldn't she? You could say to her,
just keep it very simple.
Yeah, I want something really simple for my bridesmaids, but I feel like you doing my hair is a lot of commitment. It's in Tuscany. You've got to bring a lot of stuff out with you. On reflection, I still want you to be present when I'm getting ready or whatever, but you could do the bridesmaid's hair, and I thought I could get somebody to do my hair, because it seems like quite a lot. If you don't have bridesmaids, I would just say to her, I've thought about it, and I've actually decided I want you to come and enjoy the day. You're my cousin. I've decided I'd like somebody else to do my hair. You don't have to go into the fact that you haven't liked it.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the only way you can do it without it her taking it the wrong way.
Yeah.
You can't just say to her, look, I didn't like what you did the first two times. I don't want you to do it. I'm going to find someone else. If you can, like you say, Pats, do it in a way that sort of saying that this is my choice for wanting you to be able to enjoy my wedding, rather than I just don't want you to do my hair because it's not how I want it.
Yeah.
I also think sometimes other people doing my hair, I just don't like it. Whether it's whether it's like, you know, Mr. MD London or whatever his name is, the guy that you've been to see, or, you know, I think sometimes because it's so, the way you do your own hair and your own makeup is so personal to you.
Yeah.
That when anyone else does it, I always feel a bit like, oh my gosh, that's like way too much. Like, they've done too much with my hair. They've put too much stuff on my face. I think it can sometimes feel that it's not you anymore, because you don't look like yourself. You don't look like how you would. So maybe there's something in just saying, actually, I've decided I'm just going to do it myself.
Another piece of advice is you could go and get, you could book appointment with a different hairdresser to test out what Ange is saying. Because could it be that you're thinking, oh my God, it looks so different to me, and therefore you think you don't like it? So maybe you could, if you've got time between now and October, you could find another hairdresser and go for a trial with them
and see what
they do, and then compare the two. And if you prefer the other person, then just say to her, I want you to have a really fun time. I don't want you to be worried about getting ready with me in the morning. I want you to get yourself ready and enjoy being in Tuscany and all of that stuff. Yeah. And so I've opted for somebody else. Thanks so much. Or if you don't think you can afford to have anybody else come out to Tuscany, like, do it yourself. Like.
Yeah. And also you could use the kind of line of, you know, I want you to come and enjoy it, and I want you to enjoy it with your mum.
Exactly.
You know, you're placating the auntie as well.
All of that route of like, you can get ready with your mum, you can have your own like little drinks in the morning, and you know. And also our producer has made a really good point here, which I feel we've got to throw in the mix. Martin has said, just shave your head. So
sorted then, aren't you?
There we go. No, anyway, that is the end of an episode.
Bish bash bosh.
Bish bash bosh. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, there's loads of ways to get in touch with us if you've got any content or you want to send us funny stories. We always love hearing them. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon, she's at Ange Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But we hope you have a great week, and Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.